Hi, welcome to the fourth installment of Teshuvah, Return and Reboot, a daily podcast in which we reflect on evidence-based strategies inspired by our tradition to return to our best selves and to renew our capacity to grow and change. Thank you for joining me on this journey. My name is Michelle Sarna, and I am a psychologist who works in school, camp, private practice, and community settings. Today, I wanted to focus on a somber part of the Rosh Hashanah Tefillah, which I think really sheds light or helps to frame the month of Elul, and really, for me, plays in my mind as a really significant part of the Tefillah. And really helps me kind of hone in on the gravity of the day. And I think as I approach Rosh Hashanah in the month of Elul, also helps me kind of center on what this whole month means and what it's building up towards. So I'm talking about the tefillah of Unetana Tokef. And in the second paragraph of Unetana Tokef, we say the famous line, Berosh Hashanah yikatevun v'yom tzum kippur yichatemun kama yavrun v'kama yibareun mi yichye u'mi yamut. And we basically talk about on Rosh Hashanah that we are written down, our fates are written, Yom Kippur, our fates are sealed, and how many will pass, how many will be born, who will live, and who will pass or die. This is a really powerful statement, and I'm saying it even with awe and fear, especially on the heels of a year and a half of a lot of great losses that I think really reshaped how we think about our temporality and how quickly life can change and lives of loved ones can change. So there is a stream of psychology which is called existential psychotherapy. And it's a style of therapy that emphasizes the human condition as a whole. And it essentially uses a positive approach that applauds human capacities and aspirations while also acknowledging human limitations. One of the cornerstones of existential psychotherapy is accepting that death is a basic human condition that gives significance to life. The core question that is addressed in existential therapy is, how do I exist in the face of being uncertain, of facing conflict, or facing death? And an individual reaches authenticity through courage that allows them to define and discover each individual's own meaning, both in the present and the future. And one of the contemporary proponents of existential psychotherapy is a psychiatrist, Irvin Yalom, who identifies, again, four concerns that are rooted in an individual's existence that are focused on. One is the concern of death, the concern of isolation, the concern of freedom, and the concern of emptiness. I recently finished a book written by Irvin Yalom called Love's Executioner that was excellent. And I wanted to share two quotes from the book that highlight his thinking about the role of death in helping to frame meaning in our lives. So he says that we come to believe that the fear of death is always greatest in those who feel that they have not lived their life fully. A good working formula is the more unlived life or unrealized potential, the greater one's death anxiety. And in another quote he shares, as a general rule, the less one's sense of life fulfillment, the greater one's death anxiety. So essentially, according to existential psychotherapy, by confronting one's death, not in a balanced way, one is able to make decisions that will live to a life worth living and lead to living life more richly and more deeply. So this sheds a different perspective on the gravity of Unetane Tokef, that it's not just to instill this awe or this fear of being anxious of something that's out of our control and our utter limitation and nothingness. Rather, the goal is to instill an empowerment in confronting the fact that our time is limited and that we need to make every moment count. I had an experience about 13 years ago that really, for me, was a very moving and personal experience where I really felt the temporality of life in a way that really made me reflect on my values and my priorities in a really deep way. I was expecting my pregnant with my fourth child, and suddenly my father one night had a sudden accident and ended up in the hospital with a brain aneurysm, and we were shocked. My dad was, you know, vibrant and energetic and still working and exercising and going to Hashgama Minyan and really fully active and present in our lives. And suddenly we were being told that we weren't sure if he would survive and live. And if he did, we didn't know in what capacity and at what state. And we spent days that seemed like weeks in the ICU figuring whether he was going to survive, and if he did, with what capacity. And I remember in those days, it felt like the world around us just paused and stopped, and really all of the trivial things that we were usually focusing on just kind of melted away. And suddenly we were just really, and we were left reckoning like minute to minute about my dad's state, how we can support and comfort my mom, what this means. And I remember that at that stage in my life, it was the first time other than my grandparents that I was really confronted with death so up close and so personal. And at the same time, I was in the beginning of a pregnancy. And my dad miraculously ended up surviving, Baruch Hashem, and is still exercising, working, and attending Minyan and third round of Daf Yomiing in a very inspiring way. And I ended up having a miscarriage of that child that I was pregnant with. And I remember about 2 months later also feeling this tremendous sense of loss of potential life. And it just opening up so many deep and dark questions. And I remember feeling that on the one hand, this can lead to this very dark abyss of questions that don't have answers and searching that just can lead to fear and anxiety and angst that's just difficult to resolve. On the other hand, it could lead to focusing on the three beautiful, healthy children that I had, and Baruch Hashem, I was blessed to have three more, and really embracing and appreciating my parents and their vibrancy and the important role that they played in my life, and really feeling sometimes on the seams of both, of feeling this a dread and a sense of grief and overwhelmingness, and also a sense of incredible gratitude and appreciation. And I think perhaps that's part of what the tefillah and Rosh Hashanah is inviting us to do. It's to feel simultaneously the awe of our potential and of the vast world and of our incredible blessings and privileges, and also the fear of how fleeting and how limited everything is. And I think if we can kind of center on that balance, it can give our existence a whole new depth and meaning and significance. Wishing you an amazing day. Thank you again for joining me. And I welcome any comments or thoughts, questions, or reflections.